Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office announced plans to fine British Airways £183 million for violating GDPR rules in a 2018 data breach that affected 380,000 people. The ICO's investigation found that poor security arrangements led to the breach of credit card information, names, addresses, travel booking details, and logins. GDPR allows for fines of up to 4% of a company's worldwide turnover, with British Airways' fine amounting to 1.5% of their 2017 revenue. British Airways has 28 days to appeal the ruling. Amazon subsidiary Kuiper Systems filed an application with the U.S. FCC to launch a fleet of satellites to provide global broadband coverage. According to the filing, this would include 3,236 satellites in 98 orbital planes at altitudes ranging between 366 and 391 miles. The filing also acknowledges the need to share spectrum with competing companies like SpaceX, OneWeb, and Iridium. Kuiper Systems could begin to offer broadband service after its Phase 1 rollout of 578 satellites, although it should be noted the filing did not detail when or who would actually be launching these satellites. Instagram announced new rules to combat bullying on the platform. A new system will warn users about to post a comment if Instagram's AI determines it to be offensive. Instagram will also let users restrict followers, with comments from those designated followers not appearing publicly unless approved by the account. Restricted users also won't be able to see when someone is active, and they won't be able to see if they've read their direct messages. Security researcher Jonathan Leechu published details about an exploit to the Mac client for Zoom and RingCentral video conferences that allows a website to forcibly join a user to a Zoom call with the video camera activated without permission. The Mac client installs a localhost web server on the machine, which can automatically connect users to Zoom calls with video enabled without notification from an invite URL, as well as reinstall the Zoom app if it has been removed from the machine. The vulnerability was disclosed to Zoom with a 90-day window to patch, and Zoom implemented a quick fix that the researchers quickly found workarounds to. Later in the week, Apple released a silent update to macOS to remove the localhost web server installed by the Zoom client. Apple says this won't impact functionality. Going forward, clicking on Zoom links will prompt the user to approve opening the Zoom app rather than automatically doing so. Apple refreshed the entry model MacBook Pro and MacBook Air laptops. The $1,299 MacBook Pro now comes with the Touch Bar interface, Touch ID, a 1.4 GHz quad-core 8th Gen Core i5 Coffee Lake chip with a turbo frequency of up to 3.9 GHz. The MacBook Air, meanwhile, gets a $100 price drop, now starting at $1,099, and includes Apple's True Tone display technology. Both laptops also come with the updated 3rd generation Butterfly keyboard. Apple also discontinued the 12-inch MacBook and the non-Retina MacBook Air models. Spotify released the Spotify Lite app in 36 markets on the Google Play Store, with a focus on developing markets in Asia, Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa. The 10-megabyte app can run on any device running Android version 4.3 or higher. The app is available for free and Spotify Premium accounts, supports search and saving of songs, artists, and playlists. It also allows users to set a data limit for the app. Nintendo announced the new Switch Mini handheld game console. The Switch Mini has a 5.5-inch screen compared to the original Switch's 6.2-inch screen. It also is slightly lighter at 0.61 pounds versus 0.88 pounds of the original. The controllers are not removable, and the left controller features a typical D-pad. While it does have USB-C port, it does not support TV docks and does not have a kickstand. Nintendo claims that the Switch Mini will get about 20 to 30% more battery life than the original, so we're looking at 3 to 7 hours. The Switch Mini goes on sale September 20th for $200 in yellow, gray, and blue. Tuesday, U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross announced his department will issue licenses to sell to Huawei where there is no threat to U.S. national security. Huawei remains on the entity list. In a separate speech, director of the White House National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, said non-security critical components would be allowed to be sold to Huawei for a limited time. After a meeting with China on June 29th, the U.S. president said that the restrictions would be eased. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission approved the blockchain startup Blockstack to conduct a $28 million digital token offering, the first approved under Regulation A+. This regulation serves as a fast track for smaller companies to raise funds compared to a traditional IPO and allows Blockstack to offer the token to any company or individual. Previously, Blockstack raised $47 million in token sales under Regulation D, which doesn't require SEC approval but is limited to accredited investors. The company plans to sell 62 million Stacks tokens at 30 cents, 78 million tokens at a discount of 12 cents, and hold $12 million in tokens to reward top developers in the Blockstack ecosystem. And finally, Ford and Volkswagen announced plans to expand their alliance to include autonomous and electric vehicles. The alliance was originally announced in January 2019 with an agreement to cooperate on pickup truck manufacturing. As part of the deal, VW will invest $2.6 billion in Argo AI and allow the company to deploy autonomous test vehicles on European roads. Argo AI received a $1 billion investment from Ford back in 2017 and has been testing autonomous vehicles with them in Pittsburgh, Detroit, Miami, and Washington, D.C. Ford will gain access to VW's electric vehicle MEB platform, with plans to design and release one high-volume electric vehicle in Europe by 2023 and deliver 600,000 European vehicles based on that platform over the next 6 years. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And you can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.